Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with the Executive Director of the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, Dr. Beth Etter is here. Welcome, Beth. Nice to see you.
Well, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you with us. We're going to find out everything we want to know about the Kingston Chamber Music Festival, as well as you and a little bit of background. You might be a little bit new to some of the members of our audience, so we'll find out where you came from and why you're here. And the Kingston Chamber Music Festival is something that WCRI has been proud to be a part of for many years now. But you're relatively new to the organization, correct?
Absolutely new, except for the last three months.
There you go.
I've been here.
3 months.
Yeah.
So let's find out a little bit about you. Are you a Rhode Island person?
I am a Pennsylvania person.
Okay. Well, we can't have anyone from Pennsylvania on the show, so we'll have to stop right here.
No.
Okay. What part of Pennsylvania?
Well, I was born in the northwest part of Pennsylvania in a little tiny town called Conneaut Lake, and then later on moved to Pittsburgh. But my roots are in rural northwest Pennsylvania.
Hmm. Interesting part of the country. Mm-hmm. And how did you get involved in music?
I started playing the piano when I was 7 years old and was a piano major at Allegheny College, where I received a full scholarship. And then I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music to get my master's degree in, I was a double major in collaborative piano and harpsichord, and loved every single day of being there. And so then once I got started, I just went straight on and finished my doctorate there.
Okay. In harpsichord?
In harpsichord. I continued the collaborative piano, but the actual letters on my name are in harpsichord performance.
Wow. So you're the second doctor of harpsichord we've had on the show. We have a young man from Newport named Paul Sinowa. I don't know if you've heard that name yet or not.
I've heard the name. Well, yes, I think we should meet.
Yeah, I think you should too. There's not a lot of you around.
No.
Now, what brought you to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival?
Well, I love telling this story because it reflects on me and my relationship to the music festival. The whole thing was serendipity. My stepson-in-law is Seth Magaziner, and Seth, knowing that we had just bought a house here in the last couple of years, was trying to help me out by reaching out for some musical connections for me. And so he ran into Betsy Marcott, who was, of course, the executive director last year and president of the board before that, and asked her to meet with me for coffee sometime so that I could begin to make some musical connections in the area. So Betsy gave me 2 free tickets to the Kingston Chamber Music Festival last year and said, pick your concert, come to any of them. And I came to one, and then I came to another, and I was absolutely over the moon about what I heard. And I knew, because I've spent my whole life as a musician and involved in nearly every aspect of music making over the years, I knew what I was hearing.
Hmm.
And I was astonished. I mean, here's this music festival practically in my own backyard.
Right.
And so we had coffee, and then next thing I knew, I was meeting with the president of the board, and the next thing I knew, I learned that Betsy was ready to step down, and here I am.
Well, that's a great story. I think the only thing you missed in all of that is that you were over the moon and you were from Allegheny, mm-hmm. And it should have been Allegheny Moon.
Yeah.
There you go. So that can be part of it now. Yeah. You don't have to give me credit for that. But you could have that music playing in the background when you tell the story, Allegheny Moon.
That's
there you go.
That's
all
a
right,
good idea.
So the festival itself this year is running from July 26th to August 6th. And you have quite a lineup, which we'll talk about in a little while. But I wanted to get more information about you and find out about that story of how you came to be here. And it's the festival itself is extremely popular. As you saw last year, a lot of people, some of the events are sold out, that type of thing. So we want to encourage people to go to the website, and that's the website is KingstonChamberMusic.org, correct?
Yes.
All right. And check it out, get information, and get your tickets early, as they say, because it could be sold out for the one you want. So, without further ado, why don't we get to some music? What did you bring for us to listen to first?
Well, the first concert on July 26th is called Legend Returns. And fabulous concert. I have to say, Natalie's programming is just extraordinary. She is a master of mixing old favorites that if people are diehard chamber music fanatics, they're going to...
And just so the audience knows, talking about Natalie, the artistic director of the festival.
Natalie Ju, the artistic director of the festival, yes. Mm-hmm. There are those works that will take you back to what we as chamber music fanatics want to hear in the repertoire. But she also is bringing to us things that you would not expect to hear. And one of the pieces, the piece I chose for you to listen to from the first concert is by Josef Suk. And it is a piano quartet. And just a little bit of a background about this fascinating composer. He wrote this when he was 17 years old. He's from the Czech Republic. And he was a student of Dvorak's and eventually married his daughter. Now, this is a piece that is absolutely beautiful, but I suspect most of us have not heard it before.
Excellent. We'll listen to that, then take a short break, and we'll be back with more. Thank you. The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Beth Etter, the new executive director of the festival. We found out a little bit about your background in that first segment, and now let's get a little bit more background on the festival itself. How many years has this been going on, as they say?
This is our 35th anniversary.
35 years.
35 years, which is extraordinary in the challenges of music making these days.
Right.
It's really quite something.
Now, there are chamber music festivals, and there are chamber music concerts in different places. What makes this one a little bit unique?
Several things about this that I think are, I just don't see it elsewhere. There are festivals that invite established chamber groups and present them, you know, in a series of concerts. But though we have the Dover Quartet this year, and we had them last year, and we're totally thrilled about that, we also, in addition to inviting established quartets, we mix it up like a stew. We have musicians from all over the world, and a lot of musicians from Philadelphia, based in either in the Philadelphia Orchestra or Curtis musicians, but we mix them all up with musicians from all over the place. And so it's kind of like creating a stew. And you don't know exactly how anything's going to work out because there's chemistry involved. And so part of the mastery of this is watching these pieces take shape with these musicians who often have never worked together before.
Wow.
So it's a fascinating process.
Yeah, that's amazing that they don't get together for, you know, they've been together for 5 years and now they're presenting this piece. This is something they might have had 5 days to prepare for, right?
Or less.
Or less. Okay.
Well, I should make clear the repertoire is sent out. They know what they're performing months in advance.
Right.
But the actual process of putting it together is where the magic happens.
That's great. That's going to be a spark for that evening or afternoon or whatever it is, and that makes it a little bit more interesting. Now, I want to make sure that people understand they can go to the website, which is kingstonchambermusic.org, and get information. Tickets are available at that site?
They are. They will go on sale May 15th.
Okay, so just next week, it's coming up soon, you can get your tickets May 15th for all the events there. And how many concerts in total are there, roughly? Are there five or
there
two?
There are seven concerts this
seven.
Year.
Seven this
concerts.
Year, okay. Mm-hmm. So chances to see them. If you can't, you're not available one date, go another date and catch another piece. They're all different.
They're all different. Each one has a title for a reason. they range from, as I was talking about earlier, old war horses of the chamber music repertoire to Duke Ellington, to some pieces that are of living composers, one of whom will be giving a pre-concert talk, by the way. Tina Davidson is one of our composers, and she will be with us to present a pre-concert talk. So there's such a wide representation of the repertoire of chamber music in this festival.
Is that pre-concert talk a separate ticket?
No. Let me explain. The pre-concert talks will begin at 6:30 before every concert, except the Sunday concerts. And the pre-concerts begin on the Sunday concerts at 3 o'clock. So they're always an hour before the actual performance. They do not require a separate ticket. You just come in with your ticket and enjoy the pre-concert, meet the artist, and have a little break before the concert begins.
A bonus.
Yes.
Okay, great. And the ticket prices are available online?
We're very proud of this. I will say that it's 35 years and $35 for a ticket, and we've worked very hard to keep our ticket prices affordable.
Max, $35 sounds extremely reasonable. I know if you happen to go to one of the major places in Providence, you'll be going to be paying three times that amount probably. So that's great. And where is this all going to take place?
Yes, we are in Edwards Hall at the University of Rhode Island for six of the seven concerts. The concert on Saturday night, August 5th, is at the Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd. And we chose this venue for this particular concert because it is a solo cello recital by a legendary cellist from France. He is making his debut here this year, Dominique de Willancourt, and he will be playing two Bach suites and also a composition of his own. And it's fascinating. His compositions are based on his worldwide travels, and they have inspirations from everything from natives of the Sahara Desert to the Navajo tribe in this country, to Caucasian influence, to Tibetan music. So it's absolutely fascinating. And I encourage listeners who are interested in this particular concert to get tickets early, because it will likely sell out. It's a smaller venue.
Okay, excellent. That's one you want to mark on your calendar for that Saturday night, August 5th. All right, let's get to the next piece of music. What's that going to be?
And that is going to be the French cellist, Dominique de Willancourt, who I just spoke of. And he's playing one of the Bach suites, a movement from one of the Bach suites that he will be performing. Thank you.
wonderful music. You don't want to miss that event. That's Saturday, August 5th. So make sure you check that out. And on Wednesday, August 2nd, there's going to be something completely different, to say the least, right?
That's right. The concert on August 2nd is entitled The Greatest Dance Hits. And this concert may be more than the others, though every single concert has its unique appeal. This one starts out with a gamba sonata of Johann Sebastian Bach, then goes to a Beethoven trio, then goes to a piece by Leonard Bernstein for clarinet and piano, which we will feature David Schifrin and Natalie Zhu performing. Then we launch into a whole different territory. We have Jason Vio performing a Duke Ellington piece that probably most everyone knows, In a Sentimental Mood. Well, if you don't know about Jason Vio, let me make sure that you do after you've heard this interview. Jason, by the way, has been teaching at my graduate school in the Cleveland Institute of Music for 25 years. Teaches, of course, at Curtis as well. But he is known as by NPR as the most soulful guitarist of his generation. So I love that. Mm. And after the Duke Ellington, Jason will be performing a piece by Aaron J. Kernis, who won the Pulitzer Prize in Music in 1998 for his composition as a composer. And the piece is called 100 Greatest Dance Hits for Guitar and Strings. It's quite something. It's apparently, according to those who are going to perform it, very complicated to put together. But Jason adds, it's going to be a blast. So you'll hear a couple of tracks from this, and it's very interesting. The first one is called The Introduction to the Dance and starts out with pizzicato only and tapping hands on the body of the guitar. So it's going to be a blast.
Sounds like a lot of fun. We'll listen to both of those pieces, then take another short break, and we'll be back with more. Thank you. The Kingston Chamber Music Festival is the subject for tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Dr. Beth Etter. She is the executive director of the festival, new in the position, only 3 months into it, but doing a great job so far from what I can tell. So it's there's a lot of knowledge behind everything you're giving us, Beth, and it's great to hear someone that's so excited about the upcoming festival. Now, I know that a festival like this doesn't happen as good as you are just by yourself, right? You have other people involved?
Absolutely. Well, I have a fabulous board of directors, and of course, everyone knows that an organization like this, a nonprofit that has been in existence for 35 years, depends upon those people who know the value of what we're doing. And so I want to say my deepest thanks to our festival sponsors this year. So far, there's still time for more, and these are the main festival sponsors so far this year: Belmont Market, Matunic Oyster Bar, the Kimball Foundation, the Launders Charitable Trust, the Rhode Island State Council on the Arts, the Sinclair Family Foundation, the University of Rhode Island Office of the President, College of Arts and Sciences of University of Rhode Island, and once more, the College of Engineering from the University of Rhode Island. Thank you so much.
Excellent. And as she said, if you happen to be listening and you think that this is something that your organization should be helping out with, it's not too late. And as an individual, if you'd like to help out, and even though you're attending the concerts, you can always make donations, correct?
That is absolutely correct. You can do that on our website, or you can contact us through the address that is on the website, or you can call me.
You can call her. If it's, as a matter of fact, if it's over $1 million, she'll go in person to collect it.
I'll take you to the Matunic Oyster Bar.
There you go. There you go. All right. I'm sure we can do lots of things if you'd like to be generous with your money. But the festival, as we mentioned, in its 35th year, and it's had a long history of great, great events, great performances. And URI has been involved, and we here at WCRI have been very pleased to be involved and normally participating with interviews and commercials that go on our air. So it's a great event. Get involved. We have to get to finish this all up here today. So what I'd like you to do, Beth, is kind of do a rundown of all the things that are going to happen between the July 26th date and the final event on August 6th.
Okay, so let me take you on a little tour here. On Wednesday, July 26th, the first concert called Legend Returns. We've already listened to the piano quartet, which is the last piece on that program by Josef Suk. But the other very special thing about that program is that oboist Richard Woodhams, who is absolutely legendary in the field of oboe playing, of course, principal oboe of the Philadelphia Orchestra from 1977 until his retirement in 2018, will be with us for that concert. And he will also be with us for another concert with the Dovers, who are performing on July 28th and July 30th. The program on the 28th features a piece by Mason Bates, who is another Grammy-winning composer. The number of Grammys we have in this series, this festival, is pretty astonishing. They'll play a Bartok quartet and also a Schubert quartet on that concert. And then on Sunday, July 30th, we have the, again, Richard Woodhams will be playing a piece by Bernard Crusell for a string quartet and oboe. And there's a Dvorak viola quintet with the Dover and featuring Natalie Zhu's husband, Che Hung Chen. So that will be absolutely phenomenal, no question. I spoke earlier in the interview here about the Wednesday concert, which goes all the way from Bach to the 100 greatest dance hits and Duke Ellington, so we won't revisit that again. On Friday, August 4th, there's a very unusual program. Natalie Zhu, our artistic director, has put together this program with the idea of having only like instruments performing a piece. So the first piece is for four violas. The second piece is for three cellos. The third piece is for two violins. And the final piece is a sonata for piano four hands.
Wow.
What an unusual idea for programming. So that's certainly not to be missed. And then on Saturday, August 5th, is the cello recital that I spoke of earlier in the interview. And to wrap it up, our final program on Sunday, August 6th. There's a special preview as our pre-concert event that day. We will be featuring a young student of Natalie Zhu's, William G., and he will be performing a pre-concert young musician concert at 6:30. And then our final repertoire includes everything from George Walker, lyric for strings, to a piece by Tina Davidson called I Hear the Mermaids Singing for viola, cello, and piano. And she will actually have, earlier in the week on Friday, presented a pre-concert talk about her memoir that is now just recently published. Should be fascinating. And finally, the final piece on the festival is a piano quartet by Chausson. And I should say that this features Amy Yang, a fabulous pianist, who is also making her debut with us this festival.
Excellent. Great rundown and very exciting times. And we encourage everyone to check it out. Go to KingstonChamberMusic.org and get all of that information if you weren't writing it down. Beth, I want to thank you for coming in and bringing all this to our audience. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thanks so much for having
me. All right. We're going to go out with a Dover piece, right?
Yes, we are. I chose a Schumann quartet that the Dover are performing. This is not something you'll hear at the festival, but it's just such a beautiful performance. I couldn't resist.
Excellent. And we'll see the rest of you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.